on Chachamim, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So he said in his city, people were very, very makpid upon Shemitah. So therefore, if somebody was not makpid on Shemitah, he doesn't care about that Chomet HaKisar, he would not care about Maaser either. The Chadam is understand the second way we learned, that Choshed Ala Maaser is Choshed Ala Shreis. If you find someone who doesn't care about Maaser, we have to be afraid he doesn't care about the Mitzvah Shemitah either. If so, man Chachom, who are these Chachomim? Hateyat Rameya goes across Rameya. Where is this Rameya? The time is learned like this. Am Oretz. A realist like Rameya, like we said before, Rameya means what? That Choshed Al Dov Rechod is Choshed Al Kol Karakula. Yeah. Yeah, Rameya. So the Mor says now, Rameya, the time is learned like this. Am Oretz Shekibul Olov Dibre Chaverus. An Am Oretz accepted upon himself to act like a Chover, to be makbar in all these mitzvahs. So then, v'nechshel dover echad, we call him to be over one issa. Alachur is nechshel achol tarkul, he's over, he's choshet to be over the whole Torah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. You see, that's Rabbi Meir's shita. We caught someone to be over one issa, we have to be afraid, since he's perikol on this one mitzvah, who are then, he doesn't care about other mitzvahs either. Yeah. Only the one thing we caught him on, that's the one, that's what we have to be afraid about. Not more, only what we caught him on. Now, what's going to be Hager Shekibul Olav Divrei Torah? Hager is Mekal upon himself, but to be a Jew to Mekal Divrei Torah. So, Afilu Nechshad Ladover Echod, Hevi Choshe Lachor Torah Kulu. I'm not sure what the chiddush of this is. Even the ger also is mekam upon himself, divrei Torah. So if we catch him to be over one issa, he's chosh lechol Torah kula. So I'm not sure if this goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, or maybe this is even according to Chachamim. And here it's better that since he was a goy before, so he didn't do any mitzvahs, now he was mekam to be like a ger. But once we see him being over one avera like, that's a big time to say he doesn't care about the Torah anymore. Go back to the way he was before. This could be according to everybody now, that by a ger, if he's nechsh l'dov rechod, we consider him now to be a choshe l'chol terakula. And therefore the chiddush here also more says, v'reyu ki Yisrael muma, but still he's like a Yisrael muma, even though he's choshe l'chol terakula, still he has a lacha like a ger, like a Jew. And this could mean, maybe this chiddush even according to Rabbi Meir, that's the chiddush over here. And now, the difference is that the kiddush, kiddush of kiddushin, if he marries an isha, if his gerus is not chal at all, if it's like a goy, the kedushin is not chal. But we're saying now, no, even though he's choshed again, but still his gerus was chal, and he is a Jew, and therefore what he made, kedushin, is chal the kedushin. And she'll need a get. That's not meant to say that the gerus was chal. Tanu Rabbanan, like this. Habo lekabel divrei chaverus. If somebody comes, Namoritz comes and tells us, he wants to act like a chover now, everything he does will be betayra, chutz midov rechet, excluding one of the aloches, then ain't mekal v'noisa, we don't accept him. You have to accept everything, there's no exceptions. Oyvei kechovim shabo lekabel divrei Torah, goy wants to become a Jew. But he says clearly, chutz midov rechet, excluding one aloch, I don't want to accept. So the aloch is then ain't mekal v'noisa, we don't accept him. So forth only says that we do not accept him. Question if it was done, if the gerus was done already, that's another question, if the gerus would be chal or not. But lechatchila for sure we don't accept such a ger if it's not mekabel the whole Torah. Reb Yosef, Reb Yudu Aimer, afilu diktuk echad medivrei seifim, even a chumra medirabonim, if he doesn't want to accept upon himself, we do not accept him to be a ger. V'chein the same thing, Bein Levi, a son of a Levi, shebo lekabel divrei Levi, he comes, he wants to accept to be noig like a Levi, he wants to be able to work in the base of Migdash, to sing, to close the doors, or else the Kohen Shabbo Lekabel Divrei Kuna. A Kohen also wants to be noiv like a Kohen to do the Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, but they say clearly, Chutz Midav Rechet, excluding one Avoid, like one mitzvah of Kuna or Levi, I don't accept. So the Lachur is then, Ein Mekabel Noisa, we don't accept them to work in the Beis Hamikdash. Shinema, because the Pasuk says, HaMakriv Ez Dam HaShlomim, that ends off, Mibnei Aaron. So it dashes this, so Avoid HaMesur L'Bnei Aaron, it's only the Avoid is giving over to Bnei Aaron, so Rashi says, meaning you want to act like the Bnei Aaron, that you accept upon yourself all these mitzvahs, and you don't leave over anything. Rashi says, Mibnei Aaron, Mashmishi, Enoi, Kol Din Bnei Aaron, then Loisiya Shakyum, and then you'll get Matonis here in this Parsha of Kuna. But if you don't accept, leave him one, you're not, you can't be oivid like a kohen. Now, b'chol kohen she'ein amoyde bo, any kohen does not admit like to one of the mitzvahs of kuna, his ein lo chelek b'kuna, he has no shaychus to kuna, he can't take any matonis, he can't do the avoyde, he can't be a kohen like. Tana Rabban. Yeah, Tana Rabban again. That habo lekabel divrei chaveris. If somebody wants a mekabel to act like a chaver, again like a chashuv person that's noig b'tayro, im reinu shenoig b'tzina b'teich b'isai. If we saw that probably in his house he's noig everything he does b'tayro, then mekabel noisai will not accept him right away, and v'yachakach m'lam denoisai, then we'll go over again the lochus with him. But since we know like privately he acts that way, we can accept him right away. But v'yimlam, if we don't see that he acts that way, then melam denoisai, first we have to teach him the lochus, how to become a chaver. And v'yachakach mekabel benoisai, then we'll receive it, we'll accept him. And Shim ben Yochai yoimer, ben kach or ben kach, no matter which way it is, mekabel benoisai, you have a right away to accept him. If he says he wants to, we can accept him. And v'lo mekadak v'elech, we'll go and teach him afterwards exactly what he has to do. But if he wants to accept upon himself to be like a chaver, we'll accept him right away. Tana Rabbanan, mekablin liknafayim, you can call upon yourself Tyra. Rashi said liknafayim means like to wash your hands. As if to say you'll always make sure your hands are tor, that if you touch truma, you're not going to make a tummy. And v'yachakach mekablin l'tyrus, then later you can accept upon yourself that even more chumris of Tyra, that shalbanastik tyroisov, that anything you have is ketor gomor, that lecha trumasai ketruma Tyra. So two different things. One is just a mekabel, the hand should always be clean. And secondly, all your clothing, all your food is also clean. For your mom, let's say he says, "Eini mekabel el l'knafayim, I only want to accept upon myself just to keep my hands clean." So mekabel l'nosei, that's good. But kibbul l'tyrus, let's say he wants to be tor for tyrus, but below kibbul l'knafayim, he doesn't accept upon himself to have his hands clean, that's no good then. After l'tyrus l'kibbul, you can't even keep your tyrus clean. Because if your hands are not clean, so your hands are going to touch it, and you'll make a tummy. So that's no good. Tana Rabban learned like this. Ad kama mekabla noisoi. Till how long does he have to accept upon himself to be this chaver? So beisham yomim lamashka, if he wants to accept upon himself to have a din tyra for his hands, shloishim yomim. He has to accept upon himself to be a chaver for at least 30 days. Lichsois, if he wants that even his clothing should have a din like its tor, then shnei masachodesh, you have to accept upon yourself to be a chaver for 12 months. And then if you accept upon yourself, right away you have this din that even your clothing is tor. For both of them, you only have a lach of a chaver if you accept upon yourself at least for 1 year to be knowing this tyra. In Cain, the Sodom Gemara is the question. It comes out in Hevelay Mikule Beshamim Mechumer Beisilil. Beisilil is more machmer. So it should have said this in the Mishnah in Idias that says the few cases where Beisham is more lechumer and Beisilil is lekula. Usually it's the opposite way. There are only like 6 cases that Beisilil is lechumer. So this should be another case. Why doesn't it say it? So when it's true, Ella rather, Beisilil Laimim Echad Zivechazesh Shloshim. He goes lekula and says no. That even the tyrus, if you accept upon yourself just to be noig b'tyrus for 30 days, that's also called a good kabbalah, and you could become a chaver just for that. Simena chaver talmid cheles meches chaza gaboy v'yatzme. Tana Rabban went like this. Habo lekabel divrei chaveris, if somebody comes to accept upon himself to be a chaver, sorof lekabel b'fnei shloisha chaverim. You have to be mekabel in front of 3 other chaverim. Can't just do it by yourself. This Kabbalah has to be in front of 3 other people. But let's say later your children also want to have a din chaver, then it's easier. Like since you're a chaver already, so your children will follow you simple. So therefore you do not have to accept upon them in front of 3 people. Even your children, when they want to be mekabel to be a chaver, they also have to be done in front of 3 people. Meaning it's different. When the father accepts it for himself, it says Kabbalah for himself, not for his kids. Rashi says, that it's no good. Like the father accepted upon himself, he like has a chiv, he has to. But the kids that did not accept upon themselves just the fact they go after the father, that's not strong enough. Therefore, the kids also, for them to get a din chover, they would have to accept upon themselves also in front of three people. Tana Rabbanan. Somebody wants to accept upon himself to be like a chover. Kabel divrei chaveris. It's sort of a kabel of me gimme chaverim. You have to in front of three chaverim. If you have filled Tana Chochem, even if you're a Tana Chochem, also, Tzorech lekabu b'fnei shlosh chaverim. Even though you're a Talmud Chacham, still you'll have to accept upon yourself to be a chaver. You'll have to do it in front of three chaverim. What's going to be zaken? You're an older person. Yeshiva b'yeshiva, you're at the head of the yeshiva. Then in tzorech lekabu b'fnei shlosh chaverim, you don't have to accept upon yourself in front of three. Shekvar kibul olav mishor shiyoshiv. Once they put you to be the head, that alone like is enough a choshev. That now when you accept to be a chaver, you can accept between yourself. You don't have to have three people there. Ah, b'shur loymer, af Talmud Chacham and tzorch lekabel v'nei shloish chaverim. No, even a Talmud Chacham also, since he's a Talmud Chacham, he's for sure knows what he's doing, and when he accepts to be a chaver, that's good. For loyer, not only this, el ha-shacherim mekablim lufonov. Other people can mekabel chaveris in front of a Talmud Chacham. So Talmud Chacham does not need other people, not Rabbi, he helps for other people. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, this Mishnah was learned in the times of the son of Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis. To say what? That even a Talmud Chacham also has to have the Mekabel Divrei Chaveris in front of three people. Rashi says, Nishnis means also, the Afilu Talmud Chacham, Tzorach Lekabel. Why? What was the Maisa? It was like this, because Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Estapik Lu Milsa B'Tairis. They had a shayla, something to do with Hilchas Tairis. They had a shayla, what to do. So Shodri Rabbonin Lagabi B'nai Shem Rechnina Ben Antignus. So the Rabbonin sent the shayla to the son of Rechnina Ben Antignus. Is Azilu, so this Chachom, these two Rabbonim went, Omrulei, and they said to the son, lie in Bo, look into the shayla. So Ashbichu the Kotoyin Tairis. So they found him, they found that Rabbi Chanina was like watching a Tyrus. So what did the B'noi Rabbi Chanina do? Oysev Rabbonim of the day, took some of his own Talmid Chachomim Legabayu to watch his Tyrus. And then the B'noi Rabbi Chanina went to look into the Shiloh. So the kids, he was a little bit mevaza, these two Talmid Chachomim that came to ask the Shiloh, because he did not trust them to watch his Tyrus. But rather he called two other Talmidim of his own to watch the Tyrus. So that one was, also they came, Amr and Rabbi Yehuda. They told over these two Talmidim that went here to Shiloh, they told over to Rabbi Yehuda, like the way he was naig, bizoying with us. Omul el Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yossi. Omulu, so Rabbi Yehuda's like this, Omul Rabbi Yehuda. Oviv Shalzeh, his father ready, was Bizer Talmid Chachamim. His father was Mevaza Talmid Chachamim. In other words, like we learned before, he holds the sheet that when a Talmid Chacham wants to become a Chaver, he has to accept in front of three people. So you also held, you have to be Mevaza him. So Afu Mevaza Talmid Chacham, even his son now also has the Smidah, he was Mevaza this Talmid Chacham. That the fact when he had his Tyrus, he did not trust them to watch his Tyrus, but rather he had to call his own Talmidim. So the Mor says now, Oh my Lord, yes, Yossi said back, no. Kavoid Zokin Yemunath Mkoim. No, leave the covenant of the Zokin alone. That they both were not Mevaza Talmid Chacham here. But rather the locher is that Elo, Meyoim Shechorav Beis HaMikdash, the day that the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, Noi Agul Kahanim Sil Sobiyatsim, Kahanim were Noig, this Churma like by themselves, Shein Moisker Mesa Tyrus Lecholodim. They do not trust anybody to watch their Tyrus. They would have truma, something that's tor. They want to make sure it's tor, so that's the chumrah they have. So it's not called them mevaza Talmid Chacham. So Rashi says kvoid zoki means av viaben, silsa means mal. They made this mile of this chumrah by themselves, not to trust anybody for their tyrus. Then the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan, chovish shemeis a chovah that dies. So ish doy ubonav of neveisa reyim becheskosim. They still are becheskes to be a chaver also. Whatever they have is also Torah. Even though mainly it was because of the husband, but still, they're still used to acting the same way they acted when the husband was alive. Achi yechoshtu, until we find that they did something wrong. V'chein, the same thing, chotzer shomarchim botchel, they have a courtyard that used to sell kosher at chelut for the tzitzis. Sareyo becheskosoi, again, it's becheskes, whoever takes over the business will still do it the right way. Achetifsel, until we find that they sold something wrong. Tana Rabbanan, Eishes Amoritz, the wife of an Amoritz, that her husband died, and she nisah zochav, and then she got married to a chaver, v'chein bita shel Amoritz, the daughter of an Amoritz, she nisah zochav, she got married to a chaver, v'chein avdo shel Amoritz, she nimka l'chaver, kulam tzvich l'kabal divrei chaveris, petchila. It's not enough the fact now they're married to a chaver, but since before they were used to not being a chaver, so now they have to accept upon themselves to be a chaver. Abu, but the opposite way. Eishes chaver, she nisah l'amoritz. When they shes chover, they got married to an amoritz. V'chein bitu shechover, shnissel the amoritz. V'chein avdu shelechover, shnimkel the amoritz. And tzrichel kabel divrei chaveris betchila, they don't have to accept upon himself. But rather we say they'll still be acting the same way they were acting before. Rabbi Meir Raymond, no, afein tzrichel kabel divrei chaveris betchila, they have to. Because Mustama, now that they're married to a new person, they're in this new rishus, they may become influenced by him. And therefore, in order for them to keep the status of being a chover, they have to accept upon themselves a fairish like that they'll still be a chover, they'll still watch themselves from Tumah B'Tayra. We have Shimon ben Elazar, Waimeh, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Mais had once happened, Bishak was one lady, Shenisais Lechover, she got married to a chover. V'oisa koimas uloi tefillin al yodoi. And used to like carry tefillin, koimas was just kasheris. She used to tie on his tefillin al yodoi. On his hand, he was married to the chaver. She also used to help him put on his tefillin. Then she got married to an amoritz. For as the kasheris like kishrei muchas ayodai. Now she was selling. Rashi says she yesh choisemis lemuchas. She noisn lem amechas. He noisn lechomis teish lo yitvenu mechasheni. But now she was carrying around on her arm these receipts for the taxes. So the kitzi you see they change very fast. That when she was married to a chaver, she used to have tefillin on her arm. But now that she's married to an amoritz, she went to take care of his business. So that's what we were saying before. Even though she before was married to a chaver, now when she gets married to an amoritz, we have to check her out again. She has to make up upon herself again to be like a chaver. Yeah. All right. I will stop here. Okay. Well,